This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. God, I was just reading something that was totally insane. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And please be part of the conversation. Please. Get involved and get engaged, whether it's with me or another conservative commentator. Support us, because we are being bombarded behind the scenes by social media. They're keeping us from getting our message out, and I'm going to give you some more in. Matter of fact, should I do that now? Yeah, I'm going to do that now, because I know what the title of the segment was, but I'm going to do this one first. You know, and again, if you think that people are overplaying this, it's not a big deal, it's not a whatever, not true. Just not true. So some people have switched over to, or are starting to switch over to, what's that program called? Parler? Parlay? Mm-hmm. Right? Instead of instead of Twitter, right? Okay. So it seems to be getting some traction. It seems to be catching on. It seems to be, you know, moving forward, if you would. And so the other day I've been doing it on the computer and playing with it on the computer, and I went to pull it up on Apple. And I'm logged in. I got no content. I can't get it to work through my content. And so I unloaded it and I loaded it back up again. I went through and I logged in and said, "Hey, Joe, how you doing? Glad you could log in." Nothing. And I ran across a story today or earlier that says, "Hey, Apple is stalling Parlay because they refuse to delete the conservative content." All right? Now, I just told you guys for a half an hour how these social media outlets are really, really stopping, really getting in the way of us getting our message out, which is why you need to help support. Look, we are on one of the outlets we are on is Vimeo, okay? And Vimeo charges you. Now, here's the beauty behind Vimeo charging you, or any service charging you, is they can't block you after that. Same thing on Ustream. We were using Ustream. They cannot block you after you've paid them to use the service, because they have an agreement they have to live up to. And since they don't really promote videos like YouTube does and others and Facebook or what have you, those are the things you're going to have to go to somebody's. I don't know if you join up, like for us, we have an email blast list. We have a text messaging service that we use. That's the only way you're going to fix this. Is you help support shows like mine so we can buy time on Vimeo. We can buy time on Ustream so that you always have access to those programs, those comments, those videos. Now, the founders of Parlay, they envision the platform to be a safe place for the censorship, deplatforming, bans, and so forth and so on. Right? The company's learning, however, that it doesn't work that way. I mean, really, we've allowed Facebook, Twitter, Google, the rest of them, they now hold the vice grips in their hand. The CEO of Parlay, John Matz, He posted a story Tuesday afternoon on his Parlay account that Apple was threatening to remove the platform from the App Store if Parlay did not comply with its demands. What are the demands? I mean, really, what are the demands? If it's open, honest conversation, what's the problem? Well, get rid of conservative content media. That's plain and simple. Apple contacted me over a week ago via telephone, saying that we needed to ban offensive content on Parlay, or they would take Parlay off the App Store. We flat out refused, and now we can't push updates. Right? Obviously, by offensive, they mean conservative content. Pay the bully, or get out of the playground. But we've allowed this to happen. And the proof is this. I know some of you get mad at me, but here's the proof. We move platforms, you stay on Facebook. Who's the one I was really making fun of where you moved over to MeWe, for instance, and we're looking down all the links that people put up, and what are you doing? You're putting links up to Facebook. Now, why in God's creation, if you want to get rid of one, if you want to take the power away from Facebook, do you go over to MeWe and yet leave your posts on Facebook and drive them from MeWe to Facebook to look at your stuff? Pull it over, move it over, put it on MeWe. Matter of fact, do it the other way around. Go to Facebook and send them to MeWe, whatever service you decide to be part of. But my point is, stop sending them to the exact service you're trying to take down. I mean, Zuckerberg's getting a little heat right now. There's some that wanted to step down as CEO because they feel like this is going to tank the company after a while. Remember, MySpace is not here anymore. And the problem with that is, even if you do come up with an app that'll work, even if you do come up with it, how do you get it out in the Apple? You ain't going to get it on Android, that's for sure, because that's run by Google. In a statement to the Western Journal, an online publication, Matt said that Apple's justification for why Parlay should be removed is selective because Twitter is a left, hate haven, yet Parlay is a global community discussing. In other words, anybody can discuss on Parlay. Right? Now, to his point, you go looking on Twitter, and there are thousands and thousands of what? ISIS videos that they refuse to pull down. That's not violent? That's not terrible? I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Karen Sigmon joins me.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. Stop in California, please. Okay? If you're going to motor west of Route 66, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful route to take. Lots of great and wonderful things you can see, you know, coming across the country. Real simple, though. You get to the California border, stop. Make like a force field. Go back. Really, save yourself. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, that last story I was telling you about. I mean, you think about that. They've got total control over social media. They've got total control. I mean, for the moment, they have total control over the next president of these United States. If you do not get off your butt and do something, not that some of you aren't doing something, but you know what I'm saying. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged, just like this lady has done over her career, over her life. Dr. Karen Sigmon joins me. I love it when she's on the show with me. She is the president of American Freedom Alliance. And, Karen, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me so much.
My pleasure.
pleasure. Always fun. Always great. Thanks
well,
for having me.
We've got a lot to talk about. And you know, the last, you and I were talking before you came on, and in the last segment I talked about how now Parlay, you know, the new Twitter, if you would, for everybody, has been kind of stifled by Apple. They won't allow them to do updates. They won't allow them to do any of that stuff unless Parlay agrees to get rid of the hate speech. The hate speech of which they refer, though, is conservative speech. So, we're, you know, you're seeing it happen everywhere. You're seeing the stifling happening everywhere. Does this has got to scare you. I mean, look at this.
It's completely terrifying, and it's everywhere, right? I mean,
right.
There's that, and just, you know, let's think back to when AT&T developed the telephone, and everyone wanted to have a telephone, and imagine if they had said, you're okay, but not you. You're okay, but not you.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening. It's not how it started, but it's certainly how it's developed. This is one of our main means of communication with
yep.
one another. It's
yep.
it's our civic space. And to be told you, not you, is absolutely antithetical to everything that we believe in. From the other side, though, they really feel, and we're seeing this time and time again, that it's only right to shut down some speech, as you say, hate speech. And, of course, it's not hate speech.
No.
It's any speech that they disagree with, which is precisely why we have the First Amendment. There's no need to protect speech that you agree with. It's right. We all know this. It's
yeah.
speech that you disagree with. And they feel this righteousness in shutting us out of the space. And they use this argument that whatever we say, as you point out, is conservative. Whatever we say is somehow hate speech, which is completely terrifying. It's the path of 1984. It's shrinking discourse down to virtually nothing.
Yep.
If you can't post on a knitting circle, where can you? You know, I mean, the division is becoming incredibly apparent. I was just at a talk, Daniel Greenfield, who writes for Front Page Mag, David Horowitz, just spoke the other night on the war against us.
Yep.
And it was stunning how he framed this, that it's not a culture war, it's actually a religious war. And I think he's absolutely right, because to the left, leftism is their religion. It has all the characteristics of a religion, far beyond a culture.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exactly what they're doing.
No,
it is terrifying.
I am in agreement with you. For them, it is a religion. When you look at what California is doing now, the legislators looking to, they've got a resolution up on what a pastor can and can't teach about from the pulpit, what he's allowed to talk about or not talk about from the pulpit. And I want you to think about this. Why is it that such a small percentage of the community, such a small percentage of a certain group, a protected class, gets so much power? They get so much notice.
Right.
Why is that?
Well, because they took it and we just keep giving it.
Right.
We keep
well,
saying, oh, you're right.
Yeah. They're loud. They're constantly pounding the drum. We tend to sit back and go, well, you know, live and let live. If that's what they want to do, let them do it. Leave us alone. But they don't leave us alone. That's the thing. They don't leave
no.
us alone. You know?
Oh, my gosh. No, it's relentless. But I have this image in my mind just on this topic, how you're not allowed to turn your back on the Queen or on the Pope. When you walk away, you're supposed to keep bowing and bowing and bowing as you retreat. And that's what we do. We keep bowing and bowing as we retreat from more and more control that they seize. Oh, sorry. You know, I didn't mean to say that. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend anybody. Sorry. And they they keep moving forward and forward and forward and forward, and we just keep retreating.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we, you know, what are the old tenets? You don't talk about religion and politics.
Yep.
Well, we abide by that. We've, for too long, we've abided by these good manners things in, with the desire to maintain civil space. On the other hand, we were also taught how to have conversations about these things.
Right?
Right? But it became a dividing line. I mean, that was, you don't talk about those things at a formal dinner, but in regular civic space, it was fine. We could talk about it with our cousin, our brother, our neighbor, and we didn't hate each other over it.
Yeah.
We weren't kicked out of a knitting group because of it. Not that they're kicking people out yet, but that's going to happen.
My wife
they're kicking
is
people
so...
off of.
Yeah, she's so irritated with that. You know, why don't you tell people, well,
yeah.
No, wait a minute, hold it. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break because, you know, again, right down to the words that they're using when people talk about, well,
yeah.
What was the national, what was it, the Christian Scouts weren't allowed to take a tour of an armory in Pennsylvania because of their stance on the LGBTQ community, right? When
it's
did this happen?
Insane. It's insane. Well, we know it really stepped up. It's always been happening, right? That's the AFA's conference on the Long March. But when it really stepped up, I think, was the Trump derangement syndrome after 2016.
Yep.
And they really have gone full-on warrior, social
right.
justice warrior, anti-right warrior, every kind of warrior to shut us down and shut us out. As the Google exec so clearly said, we can't let this happen again in 2020.
That's right, the Trump situation. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Karen Sigmund is not going anywhere either. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes new sanctions. To Capitol Hill now, where a group of 9/11 first responders meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell in an effort to get long-term 9/11 health funding passed, as so many people sick and dying as a result of all the toxins. The group telling reporters outside the Capitol it was a productive meeting.
This bill will offer that relief to thousands of men and women across our country because they came together on September 11th and the days and weeks after. And now Congress has a chance to take our worst days, our worst weeks, our worst months, and certainly our worst 18 years of pain and suffering and make it their finest hour.
That's John Feel, founder of the 9/11 group Feel Good Foundation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, be part of the conversation. Okay, I mean, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your money. There's a donation button up there. There's also a way to buy a mug. And look, if you want to know when the show is going to start, one of the ways we get information out to you is you can do it by text. You want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And you really need to be involved. You really need to be engaged and involved. Let me bring her on with me, Karen Sigmund. She's president of the American Freedom Alliance, and so much. I mean, the woman has got a history that it would take us a segment and a half, Karen, to talk about.
You're too kind.
But what I want to do before we get rolling here, one of the stories I was going to talk about was a new bill here in California that the California legislators are trying to push down everybody's throats. And basically what it's going to do, now this is the freedom-loving state of California, right? So what they want to do is they're trying to pass a resolution that would dictate or control what a pastor could say from the pulpit, what he could teach on, right? It doesn't matter what Scripture says. It only matters what they feel, what they're comfortable with, what they're allowing to be spoken about, you know, from the pulpit. I want you to think about that. So now they're going to become the religion. This is one of the reasons I've always been, I've not been a proponent of bringing prayer back to the schools, because these boneheads would decide that it would be a prayer that the state would write, that the state would approve, that the state would agree with. It's not something I want. But think about
right.
that. They're going to tell clergy what you can teach about, what you can't, and in some cases, how you would. Is that scary?
But what about that wall between church and state that they're crowing about all the time?
Oh, it's only
what
the other way.
What about that wall?
It's only the other way. It only works the other way.
Right. Silly me. Silly
totally,
me.
Totally opposite of what originally was meant to do. Totally opposite.
But it really does speak to what Daniel Green, which is why we're talking about this, what Daniel Greenfield had said, which is, it's not a culture war. It is a religious war, because to them, leftism is a religion, although they might not, they obviously don't see it that way. But they must bring down any other religion, right? Especially one that says things like abortion is taking of a life. A lot of this does come back to abortion because it's all, to the left, abortion is all about a woman's right to health care.
Yep.
Come on, completely insane. So Christianity is anti-woman, and so of course they have to take it down. Of course they have to. When we've been seeing this, being anti, saying things like marriages between a man and a woman somehow becomes anti-gay, and therefore you have to take down any ideology that, that might touch on that. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they're doing this, for, legislating speech from the pulpit, not in the slightest. Then you had said something else about civic space. I don't remember. But yeah, churches can't say certain things. Oh, right, what you said about prayer in the classroom. We had been talking for years about, well, you know, all of these problems are because we no longer teach civic. Well, it's, and so we ought to find a way to mandate teaching of civics. I'll tell you what, I'm just as scared as you about prayer in the schools as about this, because them teaching a civics class is terrifying. So students would graduate feeling like they had learned civics, except they would learn the Second Amendment was really all about muskets, and the First Amendment is you know, all of that. So, right, they would completely twist absolutely everything. We already see this in the textbooks. It's not freedom of religion. It's freedom to worship as you like. Remember Hillary Clinton had said that. Yep. No. So they would twist absolutely everything. So when we talk about mandating, you know, kids these days should really learn this and that, really, really scary, because they will twist absolutely everything.
And they do. Bother them. And they treat it like truth. Oh, my God, you're so right.
Yeah, they do. They treat it like truth, and it's exactly the same kind of distortion as with the media. I used to say this when I ran Rage Against the Media. Good friends of mine, and yours, I'm sure, would dedicate entire Sundays, to being informed by reading the New York Times word.
Yep.
And they would be dumber at the end of the day than when they began, but they would be comfortable in their having felt that they did their civic duty. And I think teaching civics in school would be exactly the same way. I did my civic duty. I learned this stuff, and be more ignorant than had they not learned anything at all. And it really scares me, the propaganda that goes on in the schools and now churches. If you can't preach the Bible, what's the point?
Well, you know, it's funny you should say all this. Do you remember when we were growing up as kids, your dad or your mom or whatever on Sunday in the afternoon, they would, as you got older, they would send you in and say, grab a story out of the paper. I want you to read it and tell me about it.
Yeah.
Right? And it couldn't be, you know, it couldn't be a sports story. It had to be a story with some depth to it. You know, when I grew up with the rags called the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald. Right. So, anyway, but in those days when you walked away, to your point, you thought you were being informed, you thought you had a clue, you thought, right? And it's just amazing today. I would never tell my kids, never, go read the paper, come back at, We'll pick a topic and discuss together, because there's no way.
Right? There is absolutely no way. And I have a friend, a childhood friend, with whom I'm, when I got on Facebook, she was one of the people I really, really, really desperately wanted to find. We had been best friends decades and decades and decades ago. Found her, everything is wonderful. But she's on the left. She's one of the kindest people I know, but she's constantly posting articles from the Washington Post and being all, you can feel how tortured she is by what they claim is going on. I know that they're her feelings are real, and she's reading this with the best of intentions. She wants to know what's going on, and it's painful to her. You can feel the anguish, just as the anguish in all those people. I know we have a lot of schadenfreude on the night of the election, these wailing people, but my goodness, they're only wailing because they've been lied to.
Yep.
And it makes me so angry on their behalf, on my friend's behalf, that these are good people who are being propagandized and misled for their own purposes. And it's not just political, you know, we have to turn them against Trump. They are really deeply suffering.
Well, look at talk to the walk-away people, right? They were.
Well, that's absolutely right. That's yep. whole Brandon Strzok's entire thing was, oh my gosh, you've been lying to me. And that's what inspired him to walk away.
Yeah.
Media.
It is amazing to me how that whole thing came about. And not just that, you know, they've been lied to. You look at, well, I've already beat this up, the Hillary and Bernie thing. And you say, they weren't just lied to. It was stolen from them. And they know it. And they feel it.
You're not
going to fix that anytime soon because they don't trust you now. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's a big deal.
Right, and it's a huge deal, and it's anguish. They feel profound anguish, and it's really profoundly sad because it's also, you know, again, bouncing between the media and the schools because it's exactly the same thing. What they're doing in the schools is robbing students, children, of an education about actual reality. And they know it. They're aware that they're being lied to and misled. They're aware that they're being only told one side of things. They're aware that what they're being told doesn't mesh with the reality that they see. They're aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad used to say about... they're not stupid. My dad used to talk about what it was like growing up in Berlin under Hitler, where you knew that everything that you saw was wrong, and you had to develop a kind of split way of looking at things.
Well, we got to go for a commercial break. When we come back, you can talk about that some more. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far. Karen will still be with us when we return.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Happy music. You got to have happy music. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And again, I just thank you so much for being with us. Let me just bring her on because I have so much fun with her and I don't want to waste her time. Karen Sigmund joins me. And she, listen, Karen, why don't you tell people about your organization before we get into the conversation, how they can get involved, how they can engage, and how they can help support you.
Yeah, great, thanks. I'm president of the American Freedom Alliance. We are an organization based in Los Angeles that our general mission is the defense of Western civilization, which always sounded a little bit hysterical to me. But, you know, what are you talking about, defending it? But every single conversation that we wind up having reveals how under attack it really is. So that's what we do. We hold conferences, literary cafes. We have a book club. Tomorrow night, actually, if you're anywhere near the Lux Hotel in Westwood, we're going to be discussing Daniel Hannan's book, Inventing Freedom. We're having a Heroes of Conscience dinner in August, August 18th at the Hilton. So we do all kinds of things in support of Western civilization. On May 5th, before that, we had a conference on the left's long march through the institutions, which is their determined, coordinated effort to undermine all of our institutions. And we were just talking about three of them, religion, media, and the schools. And, of course, it's everywhere. They've infiltrated and we've let them. And what we're living now is the result of all of that. So that's what we do. AmericanFreedomAlliance.org is our website. And the Eventbrite for our Heroes of Conscience dinner is going up very soon. So very exciting. We do lots of great stuff.
Yep. No, you do lots of great stuff. Matter of fact, you can find your videos online, and people need to go out, check out your videos. You know, take a few minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, go.
Yeah, they're all on. We have a YouTube channel, YouTube/, oh, just find us, American Freedom Line. All of the videos from our conferences are up, and the last conference, I think we had 22 videos, something like that. Absolutely stunning, from David Horowitz opening it through Stephen Coughlin and Michael Walsh and Bill Whittle and lots of stunning speakers, and ending with Charlie Kirk. So that was great. We had a conference on Islam. We had a conference on school shootings that featured Warren Farrell, among many others. Warren Farrell's whole thesis is there's a boy crisis, and he's absolutely right. We also had John Lott at that one, the world's foremost expert in guns and gun safety.
Oh, yeah.
And just amazing videos on our YouTube channel. So our, watch,
right.
Share. We're going to be distilling them down to much shorter, but the content is really superb.
Oh, it is. It's great content. People need to take a few minutes. Look, here's my argument all the time, and again, I play like dad over here. It's kind of like, get off the Facebook keyboard, start watching some of these videos, start learning how you can get involved, get engaged. You sit there, some people, not everybody, you sit there and you complain about things, but what are you doing to fix it? No matter how little it is, you know what they should do? Maybe they should go knitting, right? That's a good way out. You take a knitting class, you kind of relax. Not right. Why are you laughing at me? Not a big deal? What happened?
Knitting is a fully political. Oh my gosh, you're the white supremacist now. Nothing is safe. Nothing.
Tell people what I'm talking about. I mean, this is just crazy. This set my wife into orbit too.
It's really just crazy. There's a knitting, or I guess all needlework group, Ravelry, I think it's called, and it's huge online presence, hundreds of thousands of followers, and they just came out with a decree that you might have the words better, but their intention, of course, is to be all-inclusive, and therefore it's impossible to be all-inclusive if you let in supporters of the white supremacist Donald Trump. So they're all inclusive except for us. Again, it's against conservatives. And it's not even, the president, they're saying it's not, we're not against conservatives or whatever. Of course, that's what they have to say. But they are so convinced by the media, obviously, that he's a white supremacist and that anybody who approves of him in any way, over half the country, is also, therefore, a white supremacist. I've gotten in, I see this stuff floating by on Facebook all the time, ABC, ABC, everybody about everything. He's a white supremacist, and I always ask, one example, do you have one example of how, and of course, they don't have any answer.
No.
And, how do we fight back? We might go on Ravelry and say, hey, I get it. You want to be good and nice and kind and stuff, and I don't like white supremacists any more than the next guy, but what are you talking about? What exactly are you talking about, aside from the fact that how are you limiting our free speech? It's how dare you do that on a knitting site? And this comes back to how the left leaves no corner of civic space unattacked. Nothing. Not the straws, not the bathrooms, not church, not knitting circles, not, you know, anything. Every single part of our lives, every single part is being regulated in some way by people who, you know, some are evil, but some really feel they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, but you look at you. Did you ever really think that the attack on religion would be as it is, would be as nasty and hurt? Really?
No.
Yeah.
It's where we progressed is, it's unbelievable. And it's unbelievable. And you read history and you read about the Catholics and the Protestants and this and that. But it's what's happening here, it's a civic stifling and conquest. It's a conquest in its own kind against dissenters.
Right.
And we haven't figured that out. It's taking us a long time to figure out that we have to fight back. Luckily, when you look at it, like the Oberlin Bakery that just won, what was it, a $33 million suit that they had been slandered for being racist. The baker in Oregon also won his suit, although they're coming after him again.
Yep.
Jack Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht won her suit. So when we do stand up, we're even winning in the courts. So too many of us, not you and not me, but too many on the right just do that genuflecting retreat thing. But when we fight, we win. What happened in San Diego?
But you and I have had this conversation a million times, okay? And we go to events, you do events, and I'm not asking you to disparage your members. That's not what I mean. But you do your events, I go to events, we try to rally people together. I don't know, do we not fight? Do we not believe what we're saying? Not us, but the people that we're speaking to.
Right.
Do they not believe what we're saying? When you do one of your events, there should be people in overflow rooms, listening to what's going on and getting informed and getting engaged. I've done events with other people that are bigger names than mine, and you can't get the room filled. You can't get people to show up. Now, on Facebook, or when they send you an email or a tab, it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the ends of the earth with you. No, actually, no, you won't. And we're going to lose it if you don't fight, you know?
Right. Exactly right. But it's hard to know. I mean, my events, my mantra is knowledge is power. But it's only power if you choose to use it as power. So AFA events are designed to give that knowledge and also to empower, and I always ask my speakers, tell the audience what they can do to support your cause. Not just, you know, send you a check, but what are those things that people can do? Like you talk about joining school boards and that kind of thing, or at least going to meetings. So we always push that.
Right.
That one of my events, and a lot of these events, they shouldn't just be a day of entertainment. They shouldn't just be a day of, you know, that compresses a year of university into one day. There is enough information in one of these. It really should be to provide the knowledge that you then take and do something with it, even if it's engaging in conversation or whatever. But I'll tell you, more and more people, I hear more and more people having different strategies for how they introduce things into conversation with their neighbors, with their people in line at the supermarket.
Yep.
And that's good. That's really good. I don't think we're slinking away to the extent that we had been. But hard. Not everybody sees that it's not always fighting in the political arena.
Okay,
the
we're up on time.
Everything is political.
Tell people how to find you quick.
Yes, AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
There you go. People can't make it any easier than that for you. Reach out to her. She's got a lot of good stuff there. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. If you're going to be with us for the next hour, we've got a lot more. We are going to go into depth about some of these churches that have just lost their minds. We'll be back in a few minutes.